From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting an attack in Pakistan, a gun and bomb attack on Bacha Khan University in the Pakistani town of Charsada Wednesday left at least 20 people dead and many wounded. A military spokesman says 18 students and two university staff are among the dead. Troops gunned down four attackers. There are conflicting statements from the Taliban about its involvement in the attack. Afghan officials say a suicide car bomb near the Russian embassy in Kabul has killed at least seven people. Police say the attack targeted a minibus carrying the production staff of an Afghan television channel. Several employees of Tolo TV are among the dead. The Taliban claimed responsibility for that attack. Falling oil prices, China's economic slowdown, and a pessimistic outlook for the overall global economy this year has sparked another sell-off on stocks on global markets. U.S. indexes fell 3.4% or more in Wednesday's afternoon trading. Stocks in Germany, France, and Britain dropped. Markets closed down in Asia. A United Nations delegation flew to Burundi Wednesday to urge the government and the opposition to begin talks before it is too late to avert a catastrophe. It is the second time the Security Council has sent a delegation to the country in less than a year, a clear indication of its growing concern about the escalating bloodshed. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power is part of the group.
They cannot let it become business as usual, that you wake up in the morning and there's a corpse on the street as you try to get to work. And that is what is starting to happen in Burundi.
Election-related violence has killed at least 439 people since April. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has announced a meeting of 26 ministers in Brussels in 3 weeks to discuss military operations against Islamic State militants. Earlier, Carter said he wanted to tell his counterparts from France, Australia, Germany, Italy, Britain, and the Netherlands how to speed up the effort. He also highlighted the importance of bringing Arab partners into the coalition. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security says about 1% of visitors to the U.S. last year remained in the country after they were supposed to leave. According to data the department released Tuesday, some 45 million visitors arriving by air or sea were due to leave at some point in the year ending September 30th. The DHS says all but 416,500 exited the country. The human rights group Amnesty International accuses Iraqi Kurds of deliberately destroying thousands of homes of Arabs in northern Iraq. The actions were apparently taken in revenge for alleged Arabic support for Islamic State militants. In a new report it called Banished and Dispossessed, Amnesty International said Peshmerga forces carried out the widespread destruction in Nineveh, Kirkuk, and Diyala provinces over the last year as they reclaimed lands that Islamic State fighters had overrun in 2014. U.S. government scientists reported Wednesday that last year was the warmest ever recorded. The U.S. Weather and Space Agency said both temperatures recorded in 2015 were the highest recorded in the 136 years of record-keeping since 1880, the result, they say, of continued atmospheric buildup of heat trapping greenhouse gases such as carbon dioxide and methane. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest. Singapore deported 26 Bangladeshis Wednesday who were arrested in November for allegedly forming a religious study group that spread the ideology of Al-Qaeda and of the Islamic State. The government says 26 Bangladeshi construction workers were detained without trial under Singapore's Internal Security Act. One of them will remain in Singapore until completing a jail sentence for attempting to leave illegally. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch faced some heated statements from the chairman of the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee during a hearing on gun control. Senator Richard Shelby, a Republican from Alabama, questioned President Obama's ability to use executive actions apart from Congress to institute gun laws. He cited a government built on checks and balances. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.